Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. A lot of the times it is the athletes under the microscope. I guess to a certain extent here today, we turn the microscope on ourselves. And we put ourselves as Philadelphia sports fans under that microscope. I mean, we've got Jason Peters saying, and again, the quote, it's a hard city to play for, man. They're critical of every inch. Excuse me. They're critical of every play, every inch, every foot, every year. You have to bring it every year or Philadelphia will eat you up. Well, with ourselves as fans under the microscope, are we too hard? And I think the answer is yes. But let's go to the phones and find out what people think. 215-592-9494. Yes, it is a badge of honor. John is absolutely right about that. But sometimes a little over the top. A lot of times, maybe. To Paul in Downingtown kicking us off today. How you doing, Paul?
Morning, guys.
Hey, Paul.
So I pretty much agree with Richie, you know. But I can kind of – I want to try to encapsulate it with three different athletes to show you how – sometimes, Joe, I think you're right, and sometimes it's just a little weird.
Okay.
But I grew up booing Mike Schmidt, as you mentioned briefly, the greatest third baseman in the history of baseball. What the hell was I thinking? I'm, like, repenting, you know, about it now. I'm embarrassed. Yeah. But, you know, there is that example. That was probably over the top. Now, another example of over the top, but maybe in a good way, I would take a knife for Shane Victorino. I love that guy.
Yeah, he was my favorite.
That
he was my
favorite with his skills.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I love that guy because of his effort, because of his heart, and the way he connected with the city.
I agree.
Now, sometimes you get the total package. Sometimes the guy's his the love for the city, the way we have his back, and the fact that he's a Hall of Fame player matches, and you got a guy like Doc with Brian Dawkins. There isn't anybody in this city that calls themselves an Eagles fan that wouldn't crawl over glass to back that brother up and to have his back. And I mean that literally. Like, we would put ourselves through physical pain and discomfort to have that man's back to represent our passion and our love for the way he represented that on the field.
Yep.
Now, some of that comes from a bad place. Like, for me specifically, a little bit of it comes from jealousy because I always look at those athletes like, I would do whatever it takes to be you, but I don't have that skill. So, brother, if you freaking earn it and you bring it, you know, if you're like Richie or Shane Victorino or Doc or any of those guys, man, I got you 100%. And I think a lot of our fans feel the same way. You know, I mean, we do put a little of that personal into it. Like, God, I wish that was me, but it can't be. And I'm cool with it. But don't you half-ass it out there, brother. I'll tear you up.
Yep.
You know, I think we feel that. I think a lot of us do. And, you know, maybe that's not
so
always
well
a good thing.
Yeah. No, Paul, I think you bring up a lot of good points there. I really do. Let's talk to Lisa Northeast Philly. Hey, Lisa. Lisa.
Yes.
Hello,
Lisa.
That
guy. Sorry. Okay. I don't feel that we're that hard on our sports teams, okay? If these people, the fans pay good money, I'm guessing, to go to see these games. So they should expect, you know, they should get what they pay for.
Okay, what does that mean when you say you should get what you pay for? I mean, you pay knowing the team might win or the team might lose. You basically have a 50-50 shot.
That they can, okay? And I'm sorry, the baby last year did not, okay? So.
Yeah, but here's the thing I'll say in Carson's, and I'm not a guy to come to Carson's defense much, Lisa, but I'll say this. He certainly tried his hardest. I mean, this wasn't a lack of effort, right?
But okay, I got to do better. Well, guess what, dude? It never happened.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And we found out that he wasn't putting everything into it that he should have. When
he was
heard,
not playing with his heart. He did not have his heart in the game, I don't think.
It doesn't feel like he did. And when I found out that he was refusing to rehash plays from games that he failed on, you know, the following week in practice, just flat out not running them, even though the coaches were trying to work on them to improve them. I mean, he's not fulfilling his end of the bargain. We expect better. We are critical. And all we ask is that you do your job and fulfill that promise to the city. You know, when you sign that contract,
right,
that you're going to lay it on the line for us, right?
Absolutely.
If you didn't do everything you could to improve on your mistakes from the week before, more than say, I got to do better. I hated that
I hated that too.
Because then we found out he wasn't doing everything he could to do better.
It almost sounded like you were doing an impression of me doing an impression of Carson. Did you notice that, James? Was like,
it did sound that way.
Well, that was Carson.
By the way, 12 noon today, in 1 hour and 37 minutes, the showdown.
High noon.
Oh.
High noon, baby.
And I
showdown today at noon.
I'm curious, how you feeling? How you holding up?
I don't know. I mean, there's not much you can really do other than try to come in mentally prepared. But if you don't know what we're talking about, noon today, Pete DeHammer, it's going to be Colin from Washington Township, who came in flapping his yapper at me Monday in the first call this week. And I got so, you know, kind of annoyed with the guy because he did correct me. He was right about a fact. I was wrong. I got annoyed. And I said, all right, tough guy, I'll see you noon for Pete DeHammer. Now, some people think that was against the rules, not supposed to be that way. I mean, listen, this guy sounds like a real sharp Philadelphia sports fan. He calls our show a lot. Sounds like it should be a worthy competitor. You guys have been asking for better competitors. I'm a little nervous because if I lose in a showdown, that makes me look ridiculous.
It does.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Very.
Let's go to Rob right now. Rob, you're on WIP. Yo, Rob.
I'm here.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, Rob.
All right. What's up? So, long-time listener, love you guys. I don't actually think at times we're harsh enough. Like, we get criticized a lot because we're constantly holding on to nostalgia and players that it's very evident aren't ever going to hit the prime of their season or the prime of their careers again.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be that and we also be too tough? Furthermore, if we're going to pay these guys the kind of money that we're paying them, I'm not expecting them to win every single game they go out and play, but I am going to expect them to put 100% out there on the field. And there were definitely times where, especially this season with Carson, Jason Peters, they just didn't show up. They didn't show up to play. They didn't put forth their best effort, and it was evident. And then you're hearing about Carson sitting there saying, you know, I'm not going to do different things. I'm not putting forth the best effort, but I'm going to continue to try and I need to improve. But never forget it.
Yeah, it was lip service. He was saying the right thing, but he wasn't. When I found out he wasn't doing the right thing, I really held that against him.
Exactly. And I think that also with the harsh criticism comes the fact that we do have your back 100% of the way. Like, if you're playing for Philadelphia, you can bet that we're going to be there for you 100%. We'll get into fights with other people over you and backing you up. But if you're not going to show up, we have ourselves committed to this. Why are we going to do that?
All right, Rob, appreciate the phone call, man. 215-592-9494. By the way, John, when we do this show today, this is for you, for Seltzer, and everyone that calls in. Please speak into my left ear because the right ear is ridiculously clocked.
Oh, God.
I got a clock. I'm
what
telling
you.
What do you mean?
I've never had my ears clogged to the point where I couldn't hear out of an ear. That's crazy.
I know as soon as it happened in the shower today, it got waterlogged. And I just, for about the last 2 hours or so, 2.5 hours, whatever it's been, I cannot hear out of my right ear nearly as effectively as my left ear right now. So
why don't you just stick your ear under, like, the stream of water and have the water, like, blast the clog out?
Well, I don't know quite how to do it. We want to stick my,
under the shower. You stick your clogged.
Well, how do I stick it under?
Just tilt your head.
That's going to clog it more. It's going to fill it up more.
No, it won't.
Believe me, I've tried things. I tried to put some water in there. I put my finger in there. I'm working on it.
Oh, it sounds like putting your finger in there just like
clogged it up more.
What is clogging your ear?
It's probably wax. You know, I probably need to just get the wax out. I do that about once every year and a half, 2 years. But I'm telling you, I got a flat out clogged ear today, and it's really annoying.
You do what every year and a half, 2 years?
I go to a doctor, and they do this thing. It's so cool, man. They shoot water in it, but it's like major pressure goes in, and then it comes out. And as the water comes out, like the wax comes out with it.
I've never done that.
It's so cool.
You've never had your ears so clogged that you had to do this, right? I
mean. And it's only ever my right ear. My right ear always has, you know, wax, and obviously it builds up. Left ear never has anything. And the right ear clearly has built up to the point where I can honestly say, not making this up at all, it's affecting my hearing today in my right ear. Yeah. I mean, I even hear my voice differently. It's really weird.
Well, hopefully you won't
hear
the beat
the hammer
questions.
So that's going to throw you
well.
Off
yeah,
a little.
Exactly.
You're a little.
That's my first thought.
You're not 100% today.
I am absolutely not 100% today for beat the hammer.
I bet you know he's 100% today. Colin in Washington
Township. Yeah, I bet he is.
I bet you Colin in Washington Township's nervous, though.
Does that mess with your balance? Like, if you.
Yeah, of course it would, right? I mean,
you'd think.
Your ear stuff.
Maybe if it goes on long enough. I mean, it's only been about 2.5 hours, but it is really annoying.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah. So, talking to my left ear, please help me out. 215-592-9494. Dave's with us in Chestnut Hill. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How have you been?
Good,
been
buddy.
Great,
Dave, if you can, please.
You guys in 3 months since that I got married.
Oh, congrats. Hey, wow. Dave, do us a favor and get off that speakerphone there, please.
I can't do that. I only have this. My phone system is out in the new house, so I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, congrats on the marriage.
I want to share with both of you that I enjoy your show and your banter, but Philadelphia fans are insane. They're not passionate. I mean, I'll tell you an example, and I'll leave both of you gentlemen with this. I was at Franklin Field as a young child with my father and a man by the name of Mr. Powers, who went to the ice house to get weight, a real big fella. So when people would stand up, I'd have to sit down first, or I wouldn't have any space, Joe, on that little wooden strip of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to graduate school at Penn, so I spent some time on those benches. So Norman Snead was the quarterback, John, and they were playing the Detroit Lions, and it was Len Barney's rookie year. And the second play from scrimmage, he threw an interception to Len Barney, his opening game in his NFL career. So the Lions get down the field and kick a field goal. And the Eagles get the ball back. First time Norm throws another interception, this time to Len Barney again. It's still the first quarter, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the end of the second quarter, and the Lions are now up like 24-0. And the Eagles haven't done anything. And Norman Snead throws about a 30-yarder. At that time, I guess it was Ben Hawkins, I think. Anyway, Ben goes up to get. Len Barney runs across and intercepts it and takes it almost the length of the field. The gentleman behind me had so much Schmidt's beer, which was the flavor of Philadelphia, as I recall, at 9 years of age, that he stands up and says, and I'll be very polite on the air, "Gee whiz, Norman. They're wearing green, damn it. They're wearing green." I never laughed so hard in my life. And guys, I'm going to tell you how long ago that was. That was 59 years ago.
Wow.
So that made quite an impression. John, I agree with you. You lay it on the line as a professional athlete. I was a very good college athlete. But you know what? The fans in Philadelphia, I wouldn't want to be the spouse of one of those men at the link, and they come home to a loss. I can't imagine what they're like.
Yeah, it's got to be rough to be in the eye of the storm. And, Dave, great memories the old days there, man. Appreciate the call. You know, to be in the eye of the storm, and, John, you know, were just a tiny bit, but not in the eye. You were not in the eye of the storm.
No.
As a fullback. Donovan was.
Easy.
Yeah. I mean,
Donovan took the brunt.
Yeah, in your time, the two guys that were really in the eye of the storm, the Eagles at that point, really were Donovan and Andy Reid, with Donovan being the primary example at that time.
Yes,
and you
no
saw
doubt.
It. And yeah, I can't imagine. Like,
I felt for him. I did.
I
as
did
a player
too.
At the time, I didn't know how he did it sometimes. And he was always, from my perspective, very upbeat despite the criticisms. And I'm not sure if he wasn't completely aware of all of them, because it was a different age, you know, without the social media, that sort of thing. I felt fortunate that I played a position no one really looked at. And at times I wondered, you know, that
opening game at the link. The opening game. Yeah. There's still smoke in the air from the fireworks that they set off before the game, and there were boos coming down. It had to be the first or second drive in the new stadium.
Yeah.
I had not experienced that, but I, you know, became familiar with it right away. And you know, as a player, that you better be ready. You better be prepared, and you better prove that you've prepared.
Sure.
And then it sort of takes care of itself.
But don't you think that's an example of us being too hard as fans?
I think
it's the first game. It's the first drive of the, you know.
Joe, I think it's the greatest thing going. I believe that we are a huge reason why the Sixers have the best home record in the NBA. You know, like last year when they were fans or whatever that was, 2 years ago.
Yep.
It does make a difference. We hold the players accountable like we would hold our kids or our brothers accountable. You know, like it is a family in Philadelphia, and I know that sounds sappy, but there is as much criticism as there's just as much love that comes along with it, and that's so rare. Like, we should be proud. Right. I am proud.
Well, look,
as a fan.
Jason Peters says we're difficult. I guess we're trying to figure out, are we too hard? I think so. 215-592.
I don't think it was a cut. I think he was stating the facts.
John,
I was proud when he said it.
John, I doubt that Jason Peters' comments were meant as a compliment. I highly doubt that it was meant as a compliment. But, you know.
He was just in Philadelphia. It's a hard city to play for, man. They're critical of every play, inch, foot, year. You got to bring it every year or Philadelphia will eat you up. Yeah, he didn't bring it.
I mean, I'll give
Last year, he didn't bring it. It's on him.
I'll give you an example from my own standpoint related to Jason Peters. Something I said, I don't know, 4 months ago, 2 months ago, 6 months ago. I don't remember when I said it. I remember saying, I want the Eagles to delay when Jason Peters goes into the Eagles Hall of Fame by about 20 years, because I'm not in the mood in like 5 or 6 years to see Jason Peters honored at an Eagles game for going in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Well, that's true, too. I'm mad at Jason Peters.
But I mean, but what I said is probably ridiculous. I mean, Jason Peters has been an Eagle for 10 years. He played at a Hall of Fame level for a good 7 of them or so. I mean, he's got a very good chance to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's got a real chance to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And because the last, you know, basically 2 years went bad, me as a fan, I'm saying, you know what? He might make the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but delay him from going in the Eagles Hall of Fame for 20 years because I'm not in the mood.
But
now,
Joe,
you don't think that's too harsh?
He didn't bring it.
I mean, Seltzer, is that too harsh? I mean, come on.
To use his own words, he didn't bring it, Joe. He did.
Not a big Jason Peters fan right now.
Nobody is. 215-592-9494. By the way, something else I wasn't a huge fan of. I mean, it was okay. But I said earlier this week I thought Citizen Kane was overrated. I went this week, or it might have been last week, and I forget when it was, and watched the legendary movie Citizen Kane. And we have a $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card to give away today. You can head to Rita's for all your favorite delicious frozen treats. I'm sure there are some out there that agree with me. Citizen Kane is overrated. Obviously, there are many that don't. It holds to this day, according to many people, is the greatest movie of all time. I see it quite different. I think it's incredibly overrated. Now, granted, it was made 80 years ago, so everyone's entitled to their opinion, and maybe I don't have proper perspective because maybe 80 years ago it was incredible. I know people say camera angles and whatever. All right. But John, James, everyone, 215-592-9494. Who or what is overrated? Like Citizen Kane, or if you disagree, just who or what is overrated? Best answer by the end of the show, a person's going to win the $25 Rita's Water Ice gift card. Richie, who or what is overrated? Give me a great answer.
I feel like a lot of people will disagree with this, but I can't understand Rice Krispies treats.
What?
I don't like them. I think they're...
What?
I don't know what's good about a Rice Krispie treat.
Wow.
Never have I liked them. Wow. And it seems like a lot of people think that they're the cat's meow.
They are great.
So good.
What's so great?
They taste awesome.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I think they taste boring and bland, and there's nothing to it. I mean,
wow.
It's just blech.
Okay. I see it quite differently. Seltzer, who or what's overrated?
Yeah. I always, whenever we've done this in the past, I've always said the same thing. I'm gonna mix it up today. I'm gonna put myself out there because, similar to Richie, I think most people will hate my answer today and strongly disagree with it, but it is similar to your Citizen Kane answer in that Citizen Kane, when it came out, all that was super important and all that.
Yep.
This movie was too. I watched it again recently. I hate to say it. I know what it meant to people. E.T. is flat out overrated.
Well,
I think that's
nuts.
Whoa.
That's insane.
No, I haven't
seen
it for a long time.
It takes a while to get where it's going. It is. I get it. It's great. I what it meant to movies and Steven Spielberg and all that. It's not that fun to watch.
I have never heard anyone have that opinion.
No, me neither.
Ever.
Like I said, put myself out there today.
All right. Well, look, I will also put myself out there. I know you two guys will hate this answer, and many people will, but I just...
We're going for it today,
I'll tell you what, from my standpoint, who was incredibly overrated. And that was Prince. Incredibly overrated.
Oh, no. I mean, way worse one than mine.
I get that he's got some good songs, but it's not like I'm interested in...
The guy's a virtuoso.
No.
27 instruments, Joe.
No. All that matters to me is...
So much talent.
And all his songs were bangers. Like,
no,
you're
they
crazy.
Weren't. No,
and
they
he wrote
weren't.
So many songs for other people
yes.
that were bangers.
Doesn't listen. Just,
Prince, if anything, is
limitlessly
underrated.
Talented.
Like, underrated.
I agree with you. Yeah. He is underrated.
I knew you guys would hate that answer. That's okay. Look, 215-592-9494. Not as
bad
as...
be ashamed.
His E.T. answer? He's telling me E.T.?
Well, I haven't seen E.T. for
Dude,
a long time.
It takes a while to get where
outrageous.
It's going. The first hour is pretty slow.
To the phones. Let's talk to Dan right now in Philadelphia. In addition to all this conversation about the fans.
Today?
How are you, Dan?
Hi, Dan.
Pretty good. Joe, I absolutely agree with you about the ear thing. I go to the doctor once a year, too, to get it pumped out.
Yep.
And a huge, it looks like a baby pebble falls out.
Why don't you just stick your ear under the shower? And it, like, accomplishes the same thing. Like, once you get that done and you've got a clean ear,
it's not the same.
Why don't you just stick your ear under the shower stream every day to prevent whatever you have going on from accumulating?
Some people build up more wax. But, Joe, what the doctor said so you don't have to go back every year is you pour peroxide in your ear every couple months.
I've tried it. Honestly, it doesn't seem to work for me. I have tried it.
Every cycle, you said you had cycles yesterday. So every time you're on a cycle, just pour peroxide in your ear.
Settle down, Dan. Settle down.
Joe.
All right, Dan, us as Philadelphia sports fans, are we too hard on the players?
I don't think so at all. I think we're just more, we pay attention more. So we're
yes.
more knowledgeable and we are aware when somebody's slacking off. I'll give you an example. My
yes.
daughters are honor students. And if they come home, you know, with a lower grade than usual, I'm not, like, mad at them, but I'm not criticizing them either. You just know they can do better. So you kind of, you know, you have a talk and that's it. These athletes that don't want to perform all the time, they don't like to talk. Their whole life they've been told how great they are. Philadelphia's probably one of the very few cities that tell them when they're not great.
Let me ask you a question. Let's use your children as an analogy here. So if one of your children gets a bad grade in a test, let's say she gets a D in a test, and as she leaves school that day, Philadelphia sports analogy, there's and we'll just make it simple. It doesn't have to be 50,000. Let's just say there's 75 people lined up, and as she walks out of school, they boo her. You stink! Boo! You're a loser! Now, a little harsh, right?
Listen, Joe, I work for a company that does it to me every day. And tomorrow I'm going to go in and be the best, worst employee I can be.
All right.
So, no, you stand up straight and you say, all right, I don't want to be booed again.
Okay.
Or you self-evaluate yourself and say, I shouldn't have got that 75. I know I could have got a 95.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it serves a purpose, absolutely.
Dan,
what
do you got? Who or what's overrated, Dan?
Your Beat the Hammer record.
Oh,
yes.
That's a good answer.
That might be a winner.
I don't like that. I don't appreciate
that. Today's going to clear a lot of things up.
Don't like that at all. Hey, coming up, something that is a joke in sports, an absolute joke. And I don't mean the funny kind. I mean the pathetic kind of joke that we'll see up ahead. I'll tell you what it is. Jared Cameron, John Rich. Of course, you can get aboard the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Hey, add a lot of excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. There's so many reasons why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app's simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, They even get your winnings fast and safe in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. And right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. You heard that right. Place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win your first bet. So much to look at, including, of course, over-unders for the local baseball team for the 2021 season, second half for basketball. It's all there for you at FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. And remember, place a bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win that first bet. So lock in using promo code HAMMER. Promo code HAMMER always gets you the best deals. Promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.